When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And we welcome all of you back. Carl Wee joining us, the coach, talking about a number of teams and players. And it's always good to say hello to you, Coach. Good afternoon. I want to get to the field, but I feel like I must start with where we are with Jim Harbaugh. You know a lot of coaches. You've been part of this industry. Just what do you think? What are your friends and colleagues having to say about what is going on up there right now?
Well, it's a situation that can't be glassed over without you knowing what happened. I think that the NCAA and the Big Ten, they owe everybody clarity on what exactly transpired. You have to investigate this thing one way or other, and you need answers on if it really happened. If you went as far as to send a guy to scout games, in the big scheme of things, a lot of football guys will say, well, it's not that big of an advantage. Some football guys are very upset about it, but it is against the rules. And so if that in fact happened, that's a question that needs to be answered for sure, Paul.
In terms of an advantage, I mean, it's been debated 1,000 times that it's part of the game, but how outside the boundaries of what coaches do on a regular basis is it to send someone out in advance?
Well, it can definitely key you up on some things, but I think that your left tackle's still going to have trouble blocking Aiden Hutchinson no matter whether they do signals or not. When you see the Michigan offensive line, the way that they play, it's clinic film. So they're pushing your three technique and your Mike linebacker off the ball. So there are some advantages, but there's still some football things that Michigan can just do better than everybody else. But the point is, when you do it that way that they did it, it makes everybody that you beat feel a little jaded. And it also gives guys that lost excuses.
Talking to Coach Reed, Coach, let's get to the field. I want to start at Alabama last week because Jalen Milroe came of age, and I know you've been watching him a long time, and of course Alabama, I know you keep an eye on them as well as LSU, but what have you seen from Milroe, and how do you think he's gotten to this point?
He's growing into his own as a football player, and they are allowing him to play his game. At first, they tried to force him into a pass heavy, into a more of a pro style offense when he's more of a spread guy. Now they're building everything around him. He's throwing good passes. He's throwing a good deep ball, but he's also taking advantage of what he is as a runner, which is his game. And most importantly, you see the guys on Alabama rallying around him and coming down the stretch. Alabama has taken control of the SEC West, and they look like they're on a collision course to play Georgia in the SEC championship game. And if Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC championship and Texas also finishes undefeated, having beaten Alabama, do you really see a scenario where the SEC champion is not in the college football playoffs? I don't see that, Paul.
Well, I don't either, Coach, but there's certainly some people that are making it difficult, like the people that make the decisions who ends up going. We have something on the screen right now comparing Oregon, Texas, and Alabama, whether it comes down to that or not. But it certainly, if you looked at those three schools, we know what Texas did on the field back on September 8th, but it's just hard for me to believe that that's the only decider when we get to the playoffs.
I think you also have to look at, is Quinn Ewers back playing for Texas as well? You know, they're not the same team without Quinn Ewers. That's a big factor as well heading down the stretch. But we've never seen an SEC champion not make it to the playoff. That would be uncharted territory. But one thing that we see season after season, the end of the season is not easy. You have conference championship games, and winning and losing always has a way of settling these things right before we get into the playoff picture.
Talking to the coach, as you look at schools from around the country, and I realize, you know, who's number one doesn't really matter right now, but which one, go through one or two of these schools, we've talked about Alabama, that you see the best combination of talent, cohesiveness, as well as execution. Who impresses you the most?
Michigan, the University of Michigan, and what Jim Harbaugh has done there. His team looks like a well-oiled machine. If you were watching clinic tape, the way they run fit on defense, the way they cover the pass, the way the offensive line blocks, downhill power O running, and J.J. McCarthy plays turnover-free football, and I don't think he gets enough credit for being the quarterback that he is. He's a really high-level passer. I don't think anybody has played better football than Michigan to this point.
How do you compare and contrast Michigan with what they're going to see Saturday at Penn State?
Well, I think Michigan will overpower Penn State a little bit. Penn State wants to play a similar style to Michigan, but the last several years in the Big Ten, nobody has been able to push Michigan around, and I don't think this weekend will be any different. Michigan won't really be tested, in my mind, until they play Ohio State and they have to defend Marvin Harrison. But right now, they still would have to be the favorite in the Big Ten.
And, Coach, let me get your thoughts on Georgia. Ole Miss heads there this weekend, then Georgia heads up to Knoxville. Bowers coming back soon. We don't know when. What do you make out of this team without Bowers?
Well, I think that they still have several good football players. Georgia's in that rare air from a recruiting standpoint where they can just put in guy after guy after guy. They also have extra receivers. You can play different. Obviously, with Brock, you play a lot of 11 personnel, a lot of 12. But without him, you can go to a lot of 10 personnel look because they have the extra guys to do that. Obviously, he's the best player, and you can force him the ball. But him not being there, that offense has really opened up and given some other guys opportunities to make plays. I think they're formidable with or without Brock Bowers. But what he does when he's there, he gives them their true leader and a guy that they can rally behind. So I know they definitely would like to have him back if he can play.
What do you make out of the matchup against Ole Miss this weekend?
I think Ole Miss is one of the teams that can match up favorably with Georgia because they can attack Georgia with the quarterback and having receivers on the outside who can go deep. When you play Georgia now in this day and age, when you play the vintage Alabama team, they are really tough to run the ball on, and you don't see teams being able to beat them by running the ball into the line of scrimmage. You need a quarterback that it can extend plays with his leg and get away from the pass rush and kind of break that secondary down, and receivers who have the ability to win one-on-one matchups. That's always been the formula. When you think about Georgia, the two times they've been on the ropes in the last two national championship years has been against Ohio State and Marvin Harrison and against Alabama with Jameson Williams. Williams goes down and Harrison goes down in the game against Georgia, and those were the only guys who were able to really attack them on the offensive standpoint. And so Ole Miss has a quarterback and receivers on the outside that could give Georgia some problems down the field in the passing game.
And as far as Alabama is concerned, they're at Kentucky this week. They have Auburn and then obviously Georgia. We'll save Georgia for later. But do you see anyone that can hang with them right now?
I don't see anybody down the stretch beating Alabama or being in the game with them until they go to the SEC championship in Atlanta and have to play against Georgia. And it's always an interesting game when Alabama and Georgia meet up because they both expect to beat each other.
And finally, what about the Pac-12? Because it seems like there are big games every weekend. It's been an amazing year. Seems like we're going to end up with Washington and Oregon. What do you think of that league?
Well, if Washington wins out, I think an undefeated Washington has to go into the college football playoffs. The Pac-12 has had a great year from a football standpoint. A one-loss Oregon team, I don't know where they fit yet in the playoff picture. I would have to see how some other things fail. But Washington is playing as good as football as anybody in the country, had a classic win over Oregon. They have a solid defense. And Kalen DeBoer is one of the best offensive coaches in the country. And with Michael Penix, they've been really tough to stop. They can go the whole width and the length of the field, and it makes them a threat to score on every offensive series.
Before you go, what's up with your buddy, Coach Prime? He's been mighty quiet lately.
Well, you know, they got to get some things figured out from a recruiting standpoint, from a staffing standpoint. They have a team that came in. When you start off and you win three in a row fast, expectations swell up, but they still are in year one of a rebuild. And when you're in year one of a rebuild, the only thing that you can do is keep building those steps and building those steps, adding those pieces in recruiting, getting your staff figured out, and going into the offseason and being strong going into the next year.
Always a treat to talk to Coach. We thank you very much, Carl Reed. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon. We head to the break right now. Griff, an hour from now, we'll get the report live from Athens. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back, and let's check in with David, who is up next in Tennessee.
Hello, Mr. Paul. How are you, sir?
Hey, David.
Just a comment. Of course, I am a huge Alabama fan. And first of all, kudos to the fans these past two weekends at Bryant-Denny. It just amazing, amazing fans. So kudos to you guys. But my comment is, I don't understand the rankings, and I'm not a bellyaching Bama fan. I just try to think of it logically. Earlier in the year, Bama loses to Texas. We drop. We struggle win against USC or USF. We drop. We struggle at home against Arkansas. We drop. And since then, we've come together and we've played good football, especially these last three halves. I believe we could play with anybody in the country. But why is it when Georgia struggles, when Florida State has struggled, Washington has struggled, those teams don't seem to drop? And if we want the four best teams in the college football playoffs, should you not look at what's going on now and say, hey, look, this team, you know, if we had a chance to play Texas again, I'll bet you they wouldn't beat us.
Well, you know something, David, you're right. If Alabama had Penn State schedule, they would be the number one team in the country right now.
Correct.
The only thing I would offer to you is, I know you don't want to be patient, but if you wait it out for 3 or 4 weeks, you'll get your wish. Alabama will be where you want them to be. Colton is in Oregon. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I had a question. I'm a big Oregon fan. I'm out here for the game Saturday night against USC. Obviously, it's a big game for Oregon because they have the one loss against Washington. I know the big discussion is that they have Oregon at 6, the same place that they had them when Washington beat them. And I know the big discussion is comparing Texas and Alabama and all this other stuff. But I wanted to ask you a couple questions. First, to start with Oregon. I know their strength of schedule and stuff is down. But do you believe that if they win out, Washington wins out, they go to Las Vegas, Oregon beats them, you know, close game, not very close. Do you think there's still a chance that Oregon could slip in, or do you think that Oregon is one of the best teams in the country? Because I know Kirk Herbstreit said that he doesn't want to play Oregon right now. They're motivated. Dan Lanning's got them, you know, right where they need to be. Big recruits are signing and committing. I mean, what's your take on Oregon program and what Dan Lanning's been able to do?
Yeah, I believe if Oregon wins out, they will be in great shape. I'm a huge fan of Dan Lanning. I think he would be number one on my list if I was looking for a bright young coach to take over a program. Anyway, I don't know if he wants to leave. He's doing a great job where he is, but he's a phenomenal coach. Thank you very much for the call. John is up next. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great.
Hey, Paul, I got to ask a question. On that first ranking that came out, they had Washington at 5, Oregon at 6, Texas at 7, Alabama at 8, Oklahoma at 9. So head-to-head matter why Oklahoma went above Texas.
I think there has to be a little bit more to it. I think they look at it and say Oklahoma lost at Kansas.
Right.
Texas lost to Oklahoma in essentially an even game, and Texas beat Alabama. I really don't know. I mean, I hear where you are. I think.
Right.
I think we're trying to make too much out of imperfection right now, and the imperfection is with where we are in the season. There's still pieces of the puzzle to be filled in, and
right.
I think that's the hard part of the committee. And I'll quit ranting about if we didn't have a ranking until 2 weeks out, we wouldn't have all this. But this is exactly what they want. They want people arguing over it, and then they come on Tuesday night and give us their bogus answers. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We check in with Jim, who's up next. Gooch is up next in Oxford. Hey, Gooch.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Sorry I missed you last week.
We had a great time.
Yeah, you know, you always park right across, your driver does, right across from my tent. I missed you. You must have gone to the stadium for the pregame.
Well, we went to the stadium about 30 minutes 30 minutes remaining in the show to do the rest of the show on the field.
Yeah, I talked to Ryan and Marty for about 15 minutes. They came over our tent and hung out for a while. They were such a cool bunch of guys. Next time you're here, we need to hook you up with some better restaurants.
You think so?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always, y'all are always tied in with John Currents, but I believe that there are a lot better restaurants.
Well, I mean, you know, Gooch, I've eaten at a few, and most of them are, they may be his restaurants. But yeah, he did a dinner for us the other night, but the second year in a row, there was a party last year.
I mean, he's a nice guy. I know.
Yeah, I mean, tell me this, because I'll be back. Where should I go?
Well, Jinsei is one of the best sushi restaurants in America.
Is it? Okay.
And, you know, but what do you think about the game this week? What do you think, Paul? Does Ole Miss even have a chance?
Oh, sure. I think we just had the coach on a minute ago who said that Ole Miss matches up extremely well against Georgia. So I think they're in the game.
Georgia at all this year.
I mean,
what kind of offensive line does Georgia have?
Good. Georgia has good everything.
Okay, well, I would go ahead and say that Quinshon and the guy, other running back, if they don't get 100 yards or so, we'll be in trouble. But I'm hoping that we have a great game.
I am too. Thank you very, very much. Otis is in Tennessee. Hello, Otis.
Hey, Paul. Hope you're doing good. I just had a couple questions for you. First one is, what is your favorite game day food when you're traveling with SEC Nation? Second one is, if Ole Miss and Tennessee both win this weekend and Tennessee wins out, which one do you think has a better chance of making the college football playoff?
Well, I think the answer to your second question is Ole Miss, because they only have one loss.
I don't see that.
Tennessee already has two losses. I don't see Tennessee factoring into that at all.
What about the first?
I am a rather peculiar eater on game day. I tend not to eat a lot. So, you do not want to go to a game with me.
I understand.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I would be the worst person in America to go to a college football game with. Will is up next in North Carolina. Hey, Will.
Hey, Paul. Just got in from work, and I'm seeing all this on my phone about boycott Paul Feinbaum. Paul, I want you to hold fast, brother, because I think what you're preaching is right about Michigan. I mean, this is unreal, Paul. You just hang in there, buddy. I throw my support behind you.
Well, Will, thank you. I feel feel much better hearing that. I'll try not to say too much here, because everything we say is being misconstrued and
true.
Misrepresented by a couple of maniacs from Michigan. But I feel pretty comfortable where we are right now.
Yeah, I believe you're on solid ground, but you hang in there, Paul. I'm behind you.
Well, thank you. That is important. We'll take a break. We have a long way to go. Griff in the next hour. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are going to see you on Saturday morning, live from Lexington, Marty and McGee. SEC Nation at 10. Gregory in the ATL, yes. You are next up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, this is Gregory from Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
My question to you is, if Georgia is 47-1 in their last 48 games and two national championships, how can you rank anybody in front of that?
It's a fair question, but what they've done in the past is not germane to what they are being currently ranked on or about. The committee looks at this season as a complete and total, totally separate body of work than what has happened in the past.
I can't say we don't beat better competition than Ohio State.
Well, but think about it this way, Gregory. I mean, Georgia's number two. They're in the process. They're in the middle of their four biggest games of the year, and
Correct. They've
won two. They win Saturday. Mm-hmm. They beat Tennessee, and then they get to Atlanta and beat Alabama. Then there's no more conversation. I think they'll be number one in the country.
I tell you this, Paul. Y'all can go ahead and crown us now. Y'all can go ahead and us that trophy.
Yeah, I might do that because it would save us all a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it would, man. Thank you, Paul. You straightened it
out. Thank you. Thank you very much. Go Dogs. Breaking news. The Dogs have won 3 straight national championships, according to Gregory. Stacy is in Birmingham. Hello, Stacy.
What's up, Paul?
Stacy.
Paul, can you pronounce your last name for Bash, please?
Well, I pronounce it Feinbaum.
Feinbaum. Do you hear that, Bash? Feinbaum.
That is correct.
What I want to call and talk about, Paul, what I want to call and talk about is this college football playoff. We need to investigate them.
Okay.
What's his name? Boo Corrigan?
Boo Corrigan is the athletic director of NC State. He would be a real expert on football.
Yeah, we need to investigate that whole committee because they already given their excuses of why they don't want to let Alabama in. They already given their excuses.
What have they said? I must have missed it.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's like, first of all, they come out, they do this show that's a whole hour.
Yeah.
Then Boo come and talk. And then Boo, when you ask Boo, well, how did you come up with this? He can't never explain.
Do you know why they can't explain?
Why, Paul?
Because they don't want to say anything that they have to get married to, because it's an evolving process. And he speaks for the entire committee, and there really isn't any purpose to have him on. I wouldn't want to talk. I used to talk to Bill Hancock every week, and it was one of the most frustrating and exasperating things I've ever done, because it's just, you might as well, it's like talking to your insurance adjuster.
Well, hey, I guess you say everybody plays the fool sometimes.
Oh, what a song. Man, you're going to get me humming that all night.
Well, all right, Paul, I'm going to get out of here. And the last thing I'm going to say to you, Paul, is in reference. It's Jim Harbaugh again. This is my last time talking about him. If you got the steel sign to beat these little Rooter Poop teams like Rutgers and whoever else you play, then I don't know what to say about him. I really don't. And everybody talking about Penn State. Well, Michigan don't face somebody. They finna get ready to play Penn State. Guess what's going to happen, Paul? Penn State going to lose. Like they always do. I mean, so I'm tired of it, man. But anyway, Paul, you know what I want before I get out of here? Roll Tide. Give it to me, Paul.
Give me a Roll Tide, everybody. Hey, thanks for the call. Jim is up next in Georgia. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing well.
I love the show, especially when you have Laura Rutledge on. You two together always laugh, and you make me think of a girl I dated a few years ago, and to be honest, she might have ended up with me if I would have joined Hair Club for Men. But
that's great.
I got a story to tell you, but before I do, I finally figured out why you always let Legend on there and talk. He's famous. You know, he invented the toothbrush.
He did, really?
I know he did, because if anybody else would have invented it, they'd have called it the teeth brush. But anyway, the story I want to tell you was Nick Saban and Kirby Smart and Jim Harbaugh had a conversation. And Nick said, guys, I had the funniest dream last night. God called me up and told me he thought I was the best coach in the country. And Kirby says, well, that's funny. He called me, too. And he told me he thought I was the best coach in the country. And Jim Harbaugh said, yeah, I know you were both dreaming because I don't remember calling either one of you.
That's a good one. I like that.
All right.
Thank you. Jimmy Kimmel calling there on line 2. Robert up next from Tennessee. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I was wanting to talk about these Alabama fans that keep calling in and crying about Alabama. Do they not remember last year when Alabama was ranked ahead of Tennessee after Tennessee beat them?
I do remember that.
And Georgia is playing, counting their chickens before they hatch. I believe they'll lose to Ole Miss and Tennessee and not even get near the playoffs.
Well, that would be interesting.
Well, I think it will happen. And Tennessee will play Alabama to see who goes to the playoffs.
Well, count me in if that happens. I never get tired of seeing those two teams play. Hey, thanks for the call. Steve is up next. Hello, Steve. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Hey, I just got a quick statement and get your take on it.
Sure.
First, and it's just general, you know, I'm up here in Missouri. When we joined the SEC, there was kind of a lot of sentiment that does Missouri belong? And having been a resident here all my life, can I just tell you that Missouri is more culturally Southern than most of the South? And if you've ever spent any time in Missouri, one would know that. I mean, half of our state's covered in the Ozark Mountains, nothing but hillbillies, cotton, and corn. The other thing is can I just get some love for Missouri football? I mean, what a year it has been. We were in the championship game right out of the gate when we joined, and we're back there again. And there's this kind of an attitude of a slight going on out there about Missouri and Missouri football. I mean, we are stuck between the world champion Kansas City Chiefs on one end of the state, the 11-time World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals on the other end of the state, the Royals, the Stanley Cup Blues. We have to compete for our athletic entertainment.
You know, Steve, you're right. I grew up not far from Missouri, so I know St. Louis. I don't know Kansas City nearly as well, although I have been. And you know, between Kansas City and St. Louis, you described the state very accurately. And I don't think there is a – I'll get arguments from a lot of people when I say this, but I grew up a Cardinals baseball fan. And I don't think there's a better baseball – there is no better baseball city than St. Louis.
Agreed.
I used to sneak a transistor radio into my room and listen to the Cardinals when they played on the West Coast. You're too young to remember these guys, but it was a big part of the soundtrack of my youth.
I'm probably not too young, 53, but
that's too young to remember my glory days of the Cardinals with Harry Carey and Jack Buck.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I just wanted to make that statement, get your thoughts, Paul. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, appreciate it. We don't get too many people talking about Missouri being Southern very often. Missouri, I would argue Missouri is a great state, not as Southern as some of the states I've lived in, which are Tennessee, Louisiana, and Alabama. Let's check in with Mims in Texas. Hey, Mims, good afternoon.
Paul, how you doing, sir? This is Jason Mims, based out of Birmingham, Alabama, the son of Keith Mims.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I just had a great question for you. With everything that's going on in Michigan, do you feel that Harbaugh – possibly, if Michigan was to come down, say, with like the death penalty or any kind of sanctions, do you feel that Harbaugh would possibly bounce, kind of like Pete Carroll did with USC, and go back to the NFL?
I do think he would do that. I think he wants to do that. Jim Harbaugh was a pretty good football coach in the NFL. He got to the Super Bowl. And he always wanted to go back to Michigan, and I don't think win or lose this year, I don't think there's much else he can do. And quite frankly, I think he has worn out his welcome. He's a very polarizing figure. The scandal may be settled quietly, but the stench around Harbaugh in this scandal is not going away. And I think he will go back if he can. The big question is, can he go back? Does anybody in the NFL want to bring him into a franchise when so many NFL franchises are moving more to system coordinators than guys like Jim? Quick break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And Boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We check in with Collier next. Good afternoon, Collier.
Good afternoon, Mr. Paul. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Great. I was going to call in. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, man. I was going to give you a quick question. What's your rundown on the Ole Miss-Georgia game for Saturday?
I favor Georgia. We had Coach Reed on a minute ago, and he said he thought Ole Miss matched up quite well, quite favorably with Georgia. I don't see it completely like that, but I'm not a football expert like he is. But I just don't believe anyone right now is in the same universe as Georgia.
Yes, sir. Do you think that rain's going to be a factor Saturday night?
I haven't seen the forecast yet, but I will check it. That could be a very interesting issue. I'll double check that as we. I'm looking at the weather right now. I just don't see it. It does look like there's a system. Let me check on that as we move along here in a second. David is up next. Hey, David.
Hey, brother. What's going on?
We're doing great.
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question. If Georgia can get past Ole Miss and Alabama and Georgia play in the SEC championship game, is a one-loss Alabama team better, and will they make the playoff in front of an undefeated Pac-12 team?
I don't think so, David. I really don't. And by the way, here's the latest for Athens on Saturday. There's going to be showers all afternoon. Looks like pretty steady showers in the evening. A heavy rain overnight. I think it depends on, not to sound like one of these weather geeks, but I think it really depends on when the heavy stuff comes in. But there's definitely going to be rain. It is not going to be a good night in Athens from a weather standpoint. Now, you start asking yourself, who does that help? Who does that hurt? It seems like you got two really good passers. So I think it's somewhat of a moot issue. But rain can sometimes negate speed and can make a game a little bit closer than it probably was expected to be. Let's check in with Satch in Memphis. Hello, Satch.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
We are doing great.
Great, great. So my question, I'm a 1983 alum from the University of Georgia when Herschel was there. And one of the stories that went around was that to get him to stay his third year, that the school was able to, like, get a Lloyd's of London insurance, you know, in case he got a career
injury. Right, I do remember that.
Injury. Yeah, and are schools still allowed to do that? Is that a practice that
I think so. Sometimes I don't know whether the rules are different, but those things are usually made pretty favorably toward even a family. And nowadays with NIL, I can't imagine any great player who couldn't afford to buy his own insurance policy.
Right, Roger that. All right.
Well, yeah, but you're right about that. I do remember Herschel, and that's a smart thing to do. Insurance is there for the worst possible outcome. You don't want to ever think about it, but that's an interesting question you raised. Booker in New Jersey is up next.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Book, how are you?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call. Well, it's getting the weather season is interesting now. I just wish I just wish Legend and all those fellas would just realize Christmas doesn't come till December the 25th. And all of this is going to play itself out. Ohio State and Michigan, one of them will eliminate the other. It'll be, and then we'll have a playoff and a championship game in January. So I'm not worrying about it.
Because yeah, you're an Ohio State fan. Why worry? You know your heart's going to be broken.
Well, see, that has happened in the past, and it might be. So I'm like this. I can take it either way. I just enjoy the season. Whoever wins, and I congratulate. I don't know that. Yeah, you remember I told you earlier this year I didn't think Ohio State had a good enough quarterback to win the national championship. But it will all play itself out.
It sure will.
Yeah, so I'm just going to
You would do us all a favor by beating Michigan. Can you do that?
I believe we are. Just like I told my physical therapist the other day, that Rutgers was going to play Ohio State a tight game. And it came out that way. Ohio State will beat Michigan.
Don't you dare go anywhere. Griff is in the next hour.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.